Start. My name's Jill Larner. I'm from Cal Recycle out of Sacramento. Super happy to be here in beautiful Poway this evening. I'm going to be presenting on SB 1383, and the presentation I'm using was put together for elected officials. And so I'm going to be doing a Reader's Digest version because I don't want to bore you with all of those details. Yeah, you're welcome. So I'm going to give you a very high-level overview. So I'm going to be skipping a lot of slides on here. So SB 1383 was passed in 2016. It's the most significant waste reduction mandate to be adopted in California in the last 30 years. The law requires the state to reduce organic waste disposal by 75% by 2025. In other words, the state must reduce organic waste disposal by more than 20 million tons annually by 2025. The law requires the state to increase edible food recovery by 20% by 2025. Overall, the law has significant policy and legal implications throughout the state, and mostly for local jurisdictions because most of the requirements are on local jurisdictions, although it does impact generators, haulers, everybody in the state. So I'm going to be providing background context for the law, including a high-level look at the law's requirements and objectives. I'm going to quickly be going through the jurisdictional responsibilities, like I said, some key implementation dates, and then CalRecycle oversight responsibilities. What is organics and why is this law needed? When we're talking about organics, for the purposes of SB 1383, we're talking about green waste, wood waste, food waste, but we're also talking about fibers, paper, and cardboard. Organic waste comprises two-thirds of our waste stream. Food waste alone is the largest waste stream in California. And according to CalRecycle's 2014 waste characterization study, food waste comprised 18% of what we disposed. SB 1383 requires California to recover 20% of currently disposed edible food. And we currently don't know how much of the food waste stream is edible. CalRecycle right now is conducting a waste characterization study. It's a statewide study, and the results will be available this year to help us determine how much edible food waste may still be landfilled on average throughout the state. But here's what we do know. 1 in 5 children go hungry every night in California. Redirecting perfectly edible food that is currently being disposed to feed those in need can help alleviate this. And for every 2.5 tons of food rescued, that's the equivalent of taking one car off the road for a year. Landfilling organic waste leads to anaerobic breakdown of the material, which creates methane. Landfills are responsible for 21% of the state's methane emissions, and landfills are the third largest producer of methane. Methane is 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 20-year horizon. It's short-lived, it's more powerful. Climate change may seem like a distant problem, but there are immediate negative local impacts, such as landfilling organic waste creates air quality pollutants, such as nitrous oxides and particulates. And these particulates have an immediate negative impact on the air our community breathes, and it can cause respiratory issues and hospitalizations. Diverting organic waste to recycling can significantly reduce the air quality emissions and the associated negative effects within our communities. We're starting to see the effects of climate change now in our cities and counties, and we shouldn't underestimate the costs. The financial and public health impacts are here, and we need to take action to mitigate climate change now. And that is why the state enacted SB 1383. It's designed to reduce the global warming gases like methane, which are the most potent and are short-lived. And reducing the gas now through actions like organic waste recycling will significantly reduce emissions and reduce the impacts of climate change in our lifetime. What is not listed here is the direct benefits for recycling organic materials. Composting provides rich nutrient value in compost when we recycle organic materials, and compost is available to make healthier soils. Water conservation benefits, a whole host of benefits from composting, as most of you probably know since you're here. Recycling organic materials through anaerobic digestion captures the energy value in the organic materials as well and makes the energy available for biogas, which is a renewable natural gas. So organic materials are not waste, they're resources. So that's another reason why the law was passed. So SB 1383 establishes aggressive organic waste reduction targets. It requires Californians to reduce organic waste disposal by 50% by 2020 and 75% by 2025. And the disposal reductions will reduce at least 4 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions annually by 2030. So there is an immediate benefit to the state. Additionally, as part of the disposal reduction targets, the legislature directed CalRecycle to increase edible food recovery by 20% by 2025. And this recovery goal is unique. We're only the only state in the nation, I believe, that has this edible food recovery goal. So highlighted here on the slide are key dates. Rulemaking has been going on for 3 years. We are in the 11th hour. We're very, very close to having regulations adopted. A lot of work has gone into these regulations for the past 3 years. The bill itself was adopted in 2016, so a lot of work has gone in the last 3 years. It's expected that they'll be adopted very soon. When they take effect, the regulations will become enforceable January 1, 2022. When the regulations are adopted by Office of Administrative Law, hopefully next month, we will know exactly what the regulations are and we can begin planning in earnest, which will need to happen at the local level. So in 2024, jurisdictions are required to take enforcement action against non-compliant entities. Finally, in 2025, the state must achieve the 75% reduction and the 20% food recovery targets. So to meet the deadline of January 1, 2022, CalRecycle expects that all jurisdictions will be planning and making programmatic and budgetary decisions regarding the requirements in advance of the deadline. And then CalRecycle can begin enforcement actions on jurisdictions beginning January 1, 2022. So jurisdictions are going to be required to adequately resource the program. So what does that mean? Jurisdictions need to provide organic waste collection service to all residents and all businesses. This means for all organic waste, including green waste, wood waste, food waste, manure, fibers, etc. Containers have prescribed colors throughout the state for the various commodity types for trash, recycling, green waste, depending on the collection system, container labeling and contamination monitoring requirements. And so the city of Poway will soon be, and I'm sure they are already, assessing their collection programs to determine changes that will be needed to comply with SB 1383. And one of them I know is food waste collection services to every resident, both single family and multifamily household in the city. So that's a significant program change. Jurisdictions are required to establish edible food recovery programs for all commercial edible food generators defined as tier one and tier two. Tier one generators are the very largest generators, and Gertie, I'm sure we'll be talking about those. And those start January 1, 2022. And then the smaller food generators are tier two, and those are like restaurants, and that'll begin in 2024. Jurisdictions are required to conduct education and outreach to all generators in all required languages. And the city will be required to procure certain levels of compost, renewable gas, transportation fuels, and other organic monitoring. Education must begin in 2022, and then enforcement actions against generators would start from the city January 1, 2024. Most jurisdictions will need to adopt an ordinance or similarly enforceable mechanism that's consistent with the regulations prior to January 1, 2022. So planning now is critical to meet the deadline. This slide shows various departments within the city that will be involved with 1383, and it's not just the recycling coordinators at the Public Works. It's going to be environmental health, parks, purchasing, city manager's office, legal. It's going to take a whole host of departments within the city to make all the changes. But the most basic part of SB 1383 is that jurisdictions are required to provide an organic waste collection service to each of their residents and businesses, and all residents and businesses are required to use the organic waste recycling service that meets the regulatory requirements. And there are, of course, this is a big state, so there's there's caveats to that, but jurisdictions must have enforceable requirements on its haulers that collect organic waste, and also for commercial and residential generators and self-haulers. So the entire system will be very, very regulated. There's a lot of detail regarding the types of allowable collection programs. I'm sure Poway's gonna have a three bin system. So organic waste is required to be source separated in a green bin, recyclables in blue, and trash in black or gray, I think it is. Just a few notes on entities outside of the city's control, such as state agencies, UCs, CSUs, community colleges, K through 12 schools, and other entities not subject to local oversight. CalRecycle will provide oversight over those as state agencies. Jurisdictions will still provide education outreach to K through 12 schools and probably community colleges, as they've done in the past, but CalRecycle will have a more direct oversight role. So edible food recovery programs, jurisdictions requirements, and Gertie's gonna go more into this, and I'm gonna need to be wrapping up here pretty quick, but jurisdiction responsible to implement edible food recovery programs in the communities, even communities where existing infrastructure already exists. There's new record keeping requirements and inspection tasks that need to be implemented. Each jurisdiction needs to assess capacity of existing food recovery, establish food recovery programs, expanding their existing ones if necessary, create an inspection system for generators, and provide education and outreach. So jurisdictions now are starting to assess their needs by considering how many commercial generators do we have, how much edible food could they donate, how many food recovery organizations exist, and what is their capacity, what gaps do we have in our current infrastructure, and what do we need to close the gaps. So those are the kind of planning questions that cities will be are starting now. So CalRecycle will be developing tools for local jurisdictions throughout the state to help expand and further develop the edible food recovery programs. Okay, inspection and enforcement requirements. I think I mentioned that January 1, 2022, the regulations come into effect. At that time, the enforcement mechanism or ordinance will need to be in place. Between January 2022 and December 2023, jurisdictions need to identify businesses in violation and provide educational material to the jurisdictions. The focus during the first 2 years is on educating generators. The goal is to make sure every generator has an opportunity to comply before mandatory jurisdiction enforcement comes into effect in January of 2024. So the regulations allow 2 years for education and compliance. So after January 2024, jurisdictions need to take progressive enforcement against organic waste generators that are not in compliance. So an early and robust education program will minimize the amount of future enforcement action needed. Grocery stores, supermarkets, the very largest food generators, those are the ones that are going to be targeted to have edible food recovery programs in place. That means they'll have to have an agreement with a food recovery organization, and they'll need to donate their edible food. And jurisdictions' responsibilities include verifying that the arrangements with the food recovery organizations are in place, and also verifying that the food generators are not intentionally spoiling food that can be recovered.